Welcome to St. James Bible Bites. This podcast was recorded at our online reflective prayer, which takes place each Monday and Wednesday at 9:15. The full recording can be found on our Facebook page. Today, our reflection is from our curate, the Reverend David Wilkie, entitled Jesus, Our Steadfast Anchor, and includes the song by Bethel, Dancing on the Waves.
We're now going to read Genesis 49, 1-32, all of Jacob's blessings to his sons.
Jacob called his sons and said, "Gather around that I may tell you what will happen to you in days to come. Assemble and hear, O sons of Jacob. Listen to Israel, your father. Reuben, you are my firstborn, my might and the firstfruit of my vigour, excelling in rank and excelling in power. Unstable as water, you shall no longer excel because you went up onto your father's bed, then you defiled it. You went up onto my couch. Simeon and Levi are brothers. Weapons of violence are their swords. May I never come into their council. May I not be joined to their company. For in their anger, they killed men. And at their whim, they hamstrung oxen. Cursed be their anger, for it is fierce, and their wrath, for it is cruel. I will divide them in Jacob and scatter them in Israel. Judah, your brothers shall praise you. Your hand shall be on the neck of your enemies. Your father's sons shall bow down before you. Judah is a lion's whelp. From the prey, my son, you have gone up. He crouches down. He stretches out like a lion, like a lioness. Who dares rouse him? The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor the ruler's staff from between his feet, until tribute comes to him, and the obedience of the peoples is his. Binding his foal to the vine, and his donkey's colt to the choice vine, he washes his garments in wine, and his robe in the blood of grapes. His eyes are darker than wine, and his teeth whiter than milk. Zebulun shall settle at the shore of the sea. He shall be a haven for ships, and his border shall be at Sidon. Issachar is a strong donkey, laying down between the sheepfolds. He saw that a resting place was good, and that the land was pleasant. So he bowed his shoulders to the burden and became a slave at forced labor. Dan shall judge his people as one of the tribes of Israel. Dan shall be a snake by the roadside, a viper along the path that bites the horse's heels so that its riders fall backwards. I wait for your salvation, O Lord. Gad shall be raided by raiders, but he shall raid at their heels. Asher's food shall be rich, and he shall provide royal delicacies. Naphtali is a doe let loose that bears lovely fawns. Joseph is a fruitful bough by a spring. His branches run over the wall. The archers fiercely attack him. They shot at him and pressed him hard, yet his bow remained taut, and his arms were made agile. By the hands of the mighty one of Jacob, by the name of the shepherd, the rock of Israel, by the God of your father who will help you, by the Almighty who will bless you with blessings of heaven above, blessings of the deep that lie beneath, blessings of the breasts and the womb. The blessings of your father are strong than the blessings of the eternal mountains, the bounties of the everlasting hills. May they be on the head of Joseph, on the brow of him who was set apart from his brothers. Benjamin is a ravenous wolf, in the morning devouring the prey and at evening dividing the spoil. All these are the 12 tribes of Israel, and this is what their father said to them when he blessed them, blessing each one of them with a suitable blessing. Then he charged them, saying to them, I'm about to be gathered to my people. Bury me with my ancestors in the cave in the field of Ephron the Hittite, in the cave in the field of Machpelah near Mamre, in the land of Canaan, in the field that Abraham brought from Ephron, the Hittite, as a burial site. There Abraham and his wife Sarah are buried. There Isaac and his wife Rebecca were buried. And there I buried Leah. The field and the cave that is in it were purchased from the Hittites.
Hebrews 6:13 to the end.
When God made his promise to Abraham, since there was no one greater for him to swear by, he swore by himself, saying, I will surely bless you and give you many descendants. And so after waiting patiently, Abraham received what was promised. Men will swear by someone greater than themselves, and the oath confirms what is said and puts an end to an argument, because God wanted to make the unchanging nature of his purpose very clear to the heirs of what was promised. He confirmed it with an oath. God did this so that by two unchangeable things in which it is impossible for God to lie, we who have fled to take hold of the hope offered to us, many may be greatly encouraged. We have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. It enters the inner sanctuary behind the curtain, where Jesus, who went before us, has entered on our behalf. He has become a high priest forever in the order of Melchizedek.
So let's go back to Genesis first, start this. And Jacob, and he's giving blessings to his son. I don't know if you noticed, but a lot of them didn't sound like blessings to me. Some are pretty harsh, like calling them vipers and snake by the roadside. I'm like, wow, that's pretty harsh. And often we see this from a Western context and we like think, some of these sons better take him to court and get their fair share of a blessing here. Because that's not fair, is it? How come Joseph gets like a huge page of blessings and Jacob is, or others are just like cast off with a few lines? What we do know is that all the brothers aren't equal. They've made mistakes. Some of them have done terrible things. And actually, as scripture goes on, we see like Benjamin is as ravenous as a wolf. And we see these blessings, these predictions coming out. And actually, there is something true of humanity in them, in that we're not all made equal. Some people have more brain power or physical skills or have favorable climates or live in peaceful times. Some people are born into war, and this life isn't fair, and life isn't like that. It's not all divided equally between us, and we all have different circumstances. So actually, there's something of a true reflection going on here. And if you're part of a family with brothers and sisters, you know that we're all different. And if someone was to do a little blessing on each of us, they'd all be completely different. That's what I take from that. And then we go on to Hebrews. And the word that jumped out to me this morning was the anchor, steadfast anchor. So in those days, well, and today, an anchor, they drop the anchor to stop the boat. And even if storms come, tides come, like big waves come, you're still anchored to the same spot because it's deep down into the mud of the seabed. And they were very reliant on those before. And that is what he's saying about Jesus now, the great high priest. So Jesus has gone before us and he's gone into the behind the curtain like the high priest would do once a year. He go behind into the Holy of Holies. And that's like he has gone into God's presence, into heaven. And he's made a place for us there. So he's gone there as our anchor. And we are tied to him like a boat to an anchor. And even though storms may buffet us and waves may come, things get hard, we are still anchored and in the assurance. Jesus is with God at his right hand side, interceding for us every moment of every day. So our promise is firm and secure. We have a hope for a future. In Revelations, he said he'll wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain. In Lamentations, which is a place where we go with piece of scripture that is, you know, you need to lament sometimes that you are in a storm, things aren't going well. This amazing verse in chapter 3. But this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning, and great is your faithfulness. Jesus is like our anchor. He's a forerunner. He's gone on before us to make things right. And even though it might not feel right at the moment. So what I'm going to do, we need to pray for people this morning. We need to pray for a young Christian couple who last night lost their baby. Friends of mine. That's why I'm a bit teary. It was kind of expected. It was a possibility it might not happen, but it did. When this little boy was born, he passed away. That's hard, especially because I'm expecting my own little son any day now. We also need to pray for a member of our congregation who collapsed yesterday, is now in a coma. He has a wife and family, and so we'll pray for them. Before we do, I want us to listen to this song together. So I was in the car doing the school drop-off. I put on music when I drive, and I asked God to speak to me. Just play me a song. Either lift me up or speak to me. And this one came on, and it's Bethel Dancing on the Waves. And we've been talking about an anchor and what we're like in the storms. And this one, yeah, is like a love letter from God to us and the hope that we have. So sit back, listen, and reflect, and then we'll pray.
I'm standing at your door. My heart is calling yours. Come fall into my arms. You're weary from it all. Been running for too long. I'm here to bring you home. Yes, I'm reaching out. I'll chase you down. I dare you to believe how much I love you now. Don't be afraid, I am your strength. We'll be walking on the water, dancing on the waves. Every star in the sky, I said. trust me, we're walking on the water, dancing on the waves. Oh, watch us walking on the water, dancing on the
Norda, thank you that you reach out. You reach out in our times of need. You're constantly reaching out for us. And Jesus, you are there for us. You say, knock and the door will be open. And Lord, I thank you that your presence is there for comfort. And you are our strength, you are our anchor. And so, Lord, I pray for ill health and death when it comes to people that we know. Lord, would you be with those that are around them? And thank you, Lord, that you have those that have already gone. That you created this whole universe for us, that we are your masterpiece. God, I thank you for that, reminding of that this morning, that you have blessed us, that you've made a covenant with us, and that you are for us. Amen.
For more Bible Bite podcasts, simply visit our website, www.stjamestaunton.co.uk, and click on resources. Thank you for listening, and may God be with you today.